And at the very beginning, always encourage everyone, put your body first. And to do never out of act or behave out of duty or obligation, charity. So we need Alice to help us learn how best to support each other and to strengthen our planning. But not only she. Certain books are foundational for me, meaning they are cornerstones of my reason to be. This book, For Your Own Good, is one. The Open Society and Its Enemies, another. And certain novelists have been key. Because they spoke to me, they told me I wasn't alone, and that we've been told so many lies. It just encouraged me in my questions. And so I was very grateful, for instance, to George Eliot and Charlotte Bronte, and I can only say really Villette. I think I read Jane Eyre at some point years ago, but it didn't hit me. I don't remember it. But I read Villette after I was awake, and that did hit me big time. But high on this list is Samuel Butler's The Way of All Flesh, which provides ample illustration of how parents lie to children. Samuel Butler brings a fully awake consciousness to the problem of unmasking the system. And so this is our quote from, which describes the little Samuel Butler, starting as probably he's around age 2, as this opens. Theobald, the father, had never liked children. He had always got away from them as soon as he could, and so had they from him. Oh, why, he was inclined to ask himself, could not children be born into the world grown up? If Christina, the mother, could have given birth to a few full-grown clergymen in priests' orders of moderate views, but inclining rather to evangelicalism, with comfortable livings and in all respects facsimiles of Theobald himself, why, there might have been more sense in it. Or if people could buy ready-made children at a shop of whatever age and sex they liked, instead of always having to make them at home and to begin at the beginning with them, that might do better. But as it was, he did not like it. It might have been better if Theobald in his younger days had kicked more against his father. The fact that he had not done so encouraged him to expect the most implicit obedience from his own children. He could trust himself, he said, and so did Christina, to be more lenient than perhaps his father had been to himself. His danger, he said, and so again did Christina, would be rather in the direction of being too indulgent. He must be on his guard against this, for no duty could be more important than that of teaching a child to obey its parents in all things. And I have to share a quick interjection. I'm sorry, and because I've been so unmoored by this experience that I've been telling you about, everywhere I walk, I'm deluged by folks who, as soon as they see me, they pull out their cell phone or device, punch in a button or press a button or whatever, multiples, depending, I suppose, if there's different multiple information. And then they put it away. Okay, so, I mean, when you first start out, you don't think anything of it. The drones arrive. And so anyway, you put two and two together pretty quickly. If every single person sees you, pulls out a device, presses a button, puts it away, sees you, pulls out a button. All the cars want to just get as close to you as possible. Stop. People along your route, sitting in their cars, see you, press their device. So anyway, I guess you just have to trust me on this, or disbelieve me. I've found that, any kind of targeting is like this, right? If you're not in the targeted group, and I'm in a sort of small, tiny group with no further corroboration that I'm aware of, people don't really understand or believe that you're experiencing what you're experiencing, whether that was discrimination because you're trying to, live in an area you're not supposed to live in, quote unquote, and you're being told over and over and over again that, sorry, that apartment's been taken or whatnot. I mean, you see the pattern. But if someone's not experiencing it, I mean, their experience in life is that the folks they encounter are all good-hearted, and we are all good-hearted. But there are forces at work that manifest themselves selectively. And unless you happen to be selected to receive its attention, I mean, that's why it works as a tactic. No one else will believe you. And there we are. We have to start talking about these things. We have to start supporting each other. This is what I mean by one of the criteria of a safe space is that it's acknowledged that there are hidden actors, that this is not a, that this is an old tactic of power, that we don't have to, that we can sort of assume that that's the case. But anyway, the reason I wanted to comment here is that this experience that's so new to me that I haven't gotten used to has loosened my tongue. Unfortunately, I find myself singing and now talking to people, trying to say, hey, be aware of what you're doing. But in other ways too, which is sensitizing me to children's plight in a way that is more vigorous than simply commenting on these shows or writing about it. Anyway, I was ducking and dodging and darting. That's that's my word for walking. And this woman, there's so many people in areas that you don't encounter anybody. It's tempting, and I have to guard against this. It's tempting to think every single person you meet. I mean, if they see you pull out a cell phone, if they keep trying to walk in front of you, there's these obvious things, then okay. But in any case, this woman was hurriedly trying to get away from me. And this is another thing. I think there's a lot of folk who are aware that the drones come. And I have no idea exactly how any of this is done. This is why I didn't for a long time want to even say it. It's totally just used to discredit you. I know they've got a whole story lined up for when they've wiped their hands or wiped me off the slate and cleared the books, and they've got a whole story lined up for this crazy person. They've even stuck devices in my face and taken pictures, so I know they got a whole game plan, but I have been a little unseated by this. And this woman's crossing the street, and her little girl is trailing behind her, and because some folks do, like me, not know exactly how any of this is done, they don't want to be near me. And I've seen this quite a few times. Folks try to get away from me as quick as they can once they hear the drones. And she's saying in this irritated voice, hurry up. Hurry up, you know. And my mouth just doesn't seem to control itself anymore. I scream out at her, take your time. Please, take your time. Parents lie. We don't need any more slaves. And this woman just gets, she gets across the street. She turns over and you shut up. One time this woman, she's pushing this child in a stroller, sees me and just gets the hell out of there and drops her drink, this bottle, plastic bottle with a soft drink in it. And the child, who seems to be about maybe five, he's in a panic. He says, Auntie, Auntie, Auntie. She's just ignoring it. I see the bottle, you know, and I say real loud, is this yours? She's forced to, did you drop this? She's forced to come back, but she don't want to. You know, I reach this out to her. She grabs it. Thank you. She rushes off. And I say to the little child, oh, it's so good that you spoke up for yourself. Oh, I love children. I love children, and I hate to see what's happening to them. I do not want them to come up in a world of lies and misinformation and deception. I want a world that's honest for them.